Okay, today's daf is Erech and Daf Yud, and we are on Erech and Daf Yud. How about that? On the fourth line, the Mishnah on Yud Amar Aleph. Just one horror, though, we have to say something about Amin Beis, Tesman Beis. We mentioned that if a Nazir, if a person says, I want to be a Nazir, and he says, I want to be a person can be a Nazir for however long they want, as long as it's at least a month, right? That's one of the only halachas, one of the two halachas, at least, that are learned out from Gematria. Kadoshi Yeh, Yeh is Gematria 30, so that's how we know that a Nazir, minimum, has to be a Nazir for 30 days. If somebody says, I want to be a Nazir for less than that, he's automatically a Nazir for 30 days. The other halacha we had in Maseches Menachos, if you remember, related to a hin, the size of a hin with Yud Beis, it was another Gematria there. But this was a Gematria, has to be 30 days. What if somebody specifies, I want to be a Nazir for longer? So they're allowed to do that, a man or a woman. A man or a woman can be a Nazir or a Nazirah, respectively. So if the Nazir says, I want to be a Nazir for, if the potential Nazir says, I want to be a Nazir for the days of a solar year, so 365, a lunar year, 354. The Gemara does not talk about the case that the Yerushalmi brings up in the end of the first parak in Maseches Nazir. What if he just says, I want to be a Nazir for a year? For a year. So what does he mean? Well, know how he means, right? If he's a Jew, right? So that's the Nazirah. So a Jew goes, has 354. Maybe he means the lunar years. That's a suffix. That's a suffix. So what's the halacha? So the Rambam quotes this halacha in Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. Vim sasam, right? If he doesn't specify which type of year, mona shloshmeyot va'arba v'chamishim naziris, 354. If he says it bestam without specifying, shari biarnu shebachal. Even before we read the next line, that's the Rambam shita. So what's mechudish about that shita? If you have a suffix, you should go lechumra. Lechumra means an extra 11 days. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Yish l'tamu al zeh, Tabi Yerushalmi, Soper kamad nazir amrinon, Ma anan kayamin, Im kemenin yimos hachama shin samachay nazirios, Im kemenin yimos alvana shin nun dalid, Im kemenin yimos hashana tzricha. But given the Yerushalmi amru tzricha, Hech kasva rabbeinu, Bipshitas lakula. So what? How could he just say lakula? And therefore he says maybe because suffik naziris lahakel. Maybe suffik naziris is lahakel. That's why he said that's the Kesef Mishnah. By the way, I forgot to mention this week's shiurim were sponsored for the entire week. L'refuah shalema, Rafal Menachem Bas Shendel Rivka b'toch Sha'ar Chol Yisrael. So all the Talmud Torah that we do this week should be L'refuah shalema, Rafal Menachem Bas Shendel Rivka. So the Kesef Mishnah says, why is it that the Rambam was paskind lakula, even though it should be, it was a suffix in the Yerushalmi? He says maybe it's based on suffix naziris lahakel. The Mishnah Lamelech says, if you look at the Rambam closely, the Rambam says what he paskins. Not this Mishnah Lamelech, but the Mishnah Lamelech later on in the Perek. The Mishnah Lamelech leaves the Kesef Mishnah B'tzarachia, and he says, the Rambam himself, in the very next line, says what his reason is. He says, if you say stam shana, you have to do 354, Shaharei bi'arnu shebechal ha'nedarim holchen achar lashem b'nei Adam. Rambam says it. Nedarim are lashem b'nei Adam, and therefore lashem b'nei Adam. Vein korin kol ha'am shana stam elo l'shas ha'lavana. That was then. Maybe it could change over time. Maybe if there's a time period when people call a year 365, then that would change. But says the Mishnah Melech, I don't know what the problem of the Kesef Mishnah is. The Rambam says exactly what his reasoning is. Okay, just wanted to finish that. And now we move on into Erech and Daf Yud, which has a number of Shas Sugyas on it. It's one of those dafim that aren't only learned when one is learning Maseches Erechin. We're going to talk about Bez Hashem Hallel, and Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and Purim, and other inyanim as well. By the way, tonight's Daf B'Ian Shir will be about Lo Sasur. Spoke about yesterday, the Koach of the Rabbanan and Maranani Rabbanan on Basrei. So we'll talk about the Koach of the Rabbanan, where does it come from, and the Rambam and the Ramban. Again, one small aspect of that discussion. That'll be about Shem 9:30 tonight. Okay, says the Mishnah, in the next Ain, right, we have the Mishnah, we have the Perek in Megillah that has all the Ain Bains, and this Perek in Erechin has all the Ain Yoser or Pachos. So, in the Beis Hamikdash, we know they blew tekios. They blew shofar every day. Ein pochsin me esrim ve'achas tekios b'mikdash v'lo mosivan al habash arbam ushmona. In the Mikdash, they blew anywhere between 21 and 48 tekios. That is what the Mishnah says. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch describes this mitzvah, and he says in Shin Samach Shin Pei Dalet, I'm sorry. Litko b'chatzotros b'mikdash parsha baloscha. Litko b'chatzotros b'mikdash b'chol yom b'hakriv kol karbon. To be tokia b'chatzotros in the base of mikdash whenever they brought a karbon. In the footnotes they point out that's not true. They didn't blow shofar every time I brought a karbon chatos. Right, it's not b'chol karbon. It should be in certain karbonis. Right, by says that by tefillin and musafin. That's really when the mitzvah of the chatzotros were. Who kumokain b'shas hatzaros. Same mitzvah, b'shas hatzaros. Like the Ramban uses the pasuk, the same pasuk, to tell me there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven be'sara at least. He agrees with the Ramban. But that's the mitzvah. Because of Acharav Kamkein. V'yom simchaskem, v'moadechem, v'roshe chachechem, u'sakatev v'chatzotzros, al-alosechem, al-zivche shalmechem, v'yav al-pish yehizra kasev b'yom simcha u'moed v'rosh chodesh. And even though specifically then it's written in the pasuk, lav davka, to b'chol yom ayu token b'mikdash b'chatzotzros al-akarban. Every day, they blew with the chatzotzros. Mitama mitzvah. What's the shorish of the mitzvah? Why do we blow show chatzotzros? What do you need trumpets for? What do you need trumpets for in the base of Migdash? Lefi shebishas hakarbon ha'yitzrichim lechavin daitam yafeh b'inyano. You have to focus when you bring a karbon. Kemoshe yadua shehu nifsa b'machshavos yaduos. The kohen has to focus. The bialim have to focus. The gamkein tzorech hakarbon kavana shleimo lefnei adon hakol shetzivanu olav. We have to think about Hashem. We have to think about the karbon. V'yimkein be'is hatzara tzorech adam kivun gadol. And based on, you have to have even more kavana because you really need deep, important tefilos. So therefore, Hashem makes it easy for us. Why? We need external stimuli in order to awaken us. Right, naturally we'll be sleeping. So therefore, we need external stimuli. He says the same exact thing by the mitzvah of shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Right? So he says, because we need external stimuli to wake us up, ve'ein davar yo'oreruhu kamo kolos hanigun yadua hadavar. The kol shekin kol hachatzotzos shehu hakol hagadol shebechol klei nigun. Right? So you have to have chatzotzos in order to awaken us. Then the chinuch adds, a discussion in the Rishonim, who blows? Who's the mitzvah on chatzotzos? So what does Rashi say in our Mishnah? Rashi says, we didn't get there yet. Rashi's on the next line. But Rashi said, the chinuch here says, V'noheges mitzvah zu b'zman abayis b'kohanim. Sha'aleihem mitzvah litkoa b'chatzotzros. They have the mitzvah of blowing chatzotzros. V'shema tomar, lo hayu token him al karban el ha'leviim. You might say the leviim, they are in charge of the klei nigun. Eino kein. Sha'befeirish, the Mishnah says in Maseches Tamid, Shnei kohanim omdim al ha'shulchan ha'chalavim v'shei chatzotzros b'yadam taku v'ariv v'taku. So you see, yes, the Levim might have done some of the extra ones, but the ones, the specific ones that were done during the Tumid and during the Musaf, were done by the Kohanim. So that is the Shita of the Chinuch in the Mitzvah. So, the Mishnah here says, anywhere between 21 and 48 is the Mitzvah. The Gemara in Sukkah, if you look on Daf Nun Dalet, says maybe it's not exactly 48, sometimes you could have a little more than 48 some of the days, but in general, most days are between 21 and 48. There is an amazing diuk here, which I'll mention now, because it's on this line of the Mishnah, and then we'll get back. Where do you get 48 from? So you got to look in Sukkah, you got to look in the Maseches Shabbos, because the Maseches Shabbos talks all about, if 48 is with an Erev Shabbos, and they blow six extra tkiyas in order to tell the people, and one of them is l'chalitz tefilav. One of the tkiyas, if you look in Shabbos, lamin hay or so, lamin vav, lamin hay I think, it's to tell the people to take off the tefillin. And that's included in all these tkiyas. You got to put the two gemaras together to know what's going on. You have the 48, and they say, oh, it's the 6th of Erev Shabbos. But what do you have the 6th of Erev Shabbos for? So if you look in Shabbos, one of them is take off your tefillin. What do you mean? We're talking about, what are the days? There's the 48, the most. That's the day of Sukkot. We have Nisach HaMayim also, and you have extra ones. Sukkot, taking off your tefillin? Ah, says the Binyan. They must have bought tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That is the Raya, one of the Rayas, the Binyan Siyan, because all the Akhronim Mass. Is there anywhere in Shas where it says whether you're supposed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not? So, the Binyan Siyan says, yes, this is one of them. You put this Gemara together with the other one, so that is one of the Gemaras that says you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And his other Raya that he's very excited about is, there's a Rashi in Maseches Sukkah also, where the Gemara says on Daf Memvav, remember the Gemara? The Gemara says, if somebody's going to do a lot of mitzvahs, so do you have to make a bracha on each and every mitzvah, or do you make a bracha of all the mitzvahs? Make one bracha on all the mitzvahs and do all the mitzvahs. What's an example of going to do a lot of mitzvahs? So Rashi says, mitzvahs harbe, lito lulav Leishev basuka lohaniach tfilin lehisatef batzitzis. So says the Aruch Laner in the Binyan Siyan. He says it. So is there a comma there? You're supposed to have a comma after the first two, and it's like totally separate. It's just giving examples. Lulav suka tfilin tzitzis. Or is it saying you have all of these in front of you? So he says it's not a Raya Mechrachas, but it's interesting that Rashi gives those. And he says maybe that's another, he says not a Raya Brua. Rabbi Akiva Eger on Maseches Brachas brings this as a Raya Brua, this Rashi. That the yes tefillin like the Ramah says, yes tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But the Aruch Laner says, okay, I'll take it, but it's not a Raya Brua. We'll see, B'ez Hashem, another Raya on Amud Beis today. Two Rayas, on Erech and Daf Yud, if you could call it a Raya, we'll see a Raya that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik thought it was a Raya Mechrachas, and therefore he did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, a Raya the other way, as we will see. That's the minog. The minog of the Shulchan Aruch. Machlokas mechaber the Ramah. Simel Aman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. The mechaber says no. The Ramah says yes. And the Gra holds like the Shulchan Aruch. And the minog of Eretz Yisrael has become that to follow the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the minog has become. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara. That's the first line of the Mishnah. Next, Ein Pochasin Mishnei Nevalim V'lo Mosifin Al Shisha. Nevalim is a different type of musical instrument. Nevel V'chinor. Or different type of musical instruments, so you don't have less than two, and you don't have more than six, right? With two, and here Rashi says l'shnei levim. So maybe that's a diak that earlier it was not the levim, but he says two levim. The levim play the navel, and they don't have more than six. Rashi here says lo is parish taima. I don't know the reason why I can't have more than six. I didn't check. But you got to check in the Gilyon Hashas in Maseches Brachas that we mentioned before around Daf Chafei or so, where he lists off 50 places in Shas, but Rashi says I don't know. So I don't know if this is on there. Mistam it is. But the Lois Parashecha. If you look in the Tiferes Yisrael, though, on the Mishnah, he suggests that maybe there isn't too many because then it's going to drown out. It's not going to sound good. If you have a lot of instruments altogether, yes, up to six. After that, Depachos Obayoser Me'ela Yushchas Noam Hazamar. Right? It's not going to sound good. That's why you shouldn't have more. Anyway, like Trey Kali Lo Mishtami. But if the more sounds, you don't hear the voice. So he says, with the musical instruments, the more you get, sometimes it's the law of diminishing returns. It won't sound nicely. So it won't sound vital. Okay, here we go. So we did the Nevalim. Ein pochas in the Mishnei Chalilin. V'lo mosifin al shnei masar. Chalilin, the harps. So we don't have less than two, or we don't have more than 12. Flutes. Chalil flute, right? Not kinar. V'lo mosifin al shnei masar. U'bishnei masar yom bashana ha-chalil makel lefnei mizbeach. On 12 days a year, the chalil is makeh lefnei hamizbeach. What's the lashon makeh? It hits. So Rashi says when you play the flute, you have to hit with your fingers as you open and close the holes. So that's why it's called makeh. Makeh lefnei hamizbeach. So on 12 days a year, that's why you can't have less than 12. So if you want, you can use a different one every day, but you need at least, the Mepharshim say you need at least two per day, but you can have up to 12. Good. Bishchitas, when are these? So as we're about to see, it was during the times of Hallel. And that's how this Gemara is going to get into Hallel. This is the Gemara in Shas about Hallel. When you say Hallel, we'll get to it. But the Mishnah says, Bishchitas Pesach Rishon, when they shechted Pesach Rishon, mean on the 14th day of Nisan. That is the one day they did the Chalil. U'bishchitas Pesach Sheni, and on the 14th day of Iyar. Pesach Sheni is a month after Erev Pesach. V'yantif harishon shal Pesach, and on the first day of Pesach. U'biyantif shal atzeres, and on Shavuos. U'bishmones yimei hachag, and on all 8 days of Sukkot, including the 7 days plus Shmini Atzeres. All of those days are a day, as we'll see, of Hallel. In Bizman Hazeh, we don't say Hallel on Erev Pesach. We don't have a current Pesach. I'm here with Yibana Beis HaMikdash this year. We'll say Hallel that day too. What? I'm sorry? Full Hallel. What about what's not here? So, and we'll see in the Gemara also what's not here. Lel Pesach. Right? The Hallel that we say both at the Seder and the Minhag of saying in Shul. So neither of those are mentioned here. So the Mepharshim discuss each one. That's not a day of Hallel. They might not have said Hallel the Beis HaMikdash then, even though that's quoted later. Continuing, ba'avuv shel nechoshes, and then avuv is a synonym to chalil. The Gemara is going to say it on my base. They didn't use a copper one, ela ba'avuv shel kanet, but of reeds, mipnei shekolo arev, because its kol is sweet, and that's the makar, if you remember, in brachas, ki kolech arev, amarech naves, the makar for kolisha. That's the kol arev. So kol arev, the kol is beautiful and sweet. Velohaya machalik or machlik. They didn't machalik. Rashi here says that means finish. They didn't finish. Ela bavuv yachidi. Even if you have a few blowing at once, you have one that ended off, one that continued a little longer than the other ones. Bebreishu machlik yafek, because that sounds nice. Sounds when you have all of them, and then as they drown out, there's one that's left, and then the one continues and finishes. Yeah, I mean, there's this beauty. There's in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not just about stam ruchnias, but it's they try to make it physically beautiful and beautiful to the ear and beautiful to the smell, right? Because that's what helps us be inspired. The avde koanim hayu, div Rebbe Meir, who used the chalil. Says Rabbi Meir, the Avde Kohanim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Who are these Avde Kohanim? Not clear. It just says Avde Kohanim. Rabbi Yossi Omer. No, there were families. Mishpachas Beis Pegarim or Beis Siparaya mi Imaum. These two families from Imaum, who are families of Yisraelim, Hayim Masi and Lekahuna. They were Masi Lekahuna because these families had very pure Yichus. Then they were able, even Bismanahu, in the times of the Mishnah, to marry in to the Kohanic families. Rabbi Chaim had taken us over the Levim. No, it was the Levim that were the ones that were makeh b'chalil. Right? He's talking about instruments being used. There is a big discussion. We're not going to have it all now. Another topic that we could talk about: musical instruments in a Beis Knesses. Right, this was a hot topic in the 1800s in terms of putting a piano, putting an organ into the Beis HaKnesses. Right, that was the beginning of the Reform Movement, one of the first items that they wanted to do. And originally, not on Shabbos. Not on Shabbos, we'll use it during the week. We'll use it, on Slichas. We'll use it whenever we'll use it. So the Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva, in Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Tzadik Beis, Le Nagein Be Beis HaKnesses Bekinar V'ugav. It's not allowed. Manua. Where? Mi pasuk al naharos bavel. Ki bevadai l'shorer b'fnei kastim chashuvim levada yadai ba'omram eich nashir shir Hashem l'fnei b'nei nechar u'mayal arbas nechar elak al-karcha chayerosim shi'ishiru l'Hashem b'hodos v'halel ha'yishivasam b'bavel b'hashkit achar ha'churban. But still, lo ratzel lezamer betfilasam kederek she'asav beis hamikdash ki ilu shachachu Yerushalayim v'nisyashu imena. Not only because of chadash asav min haTorah, right? The Chassam Sofer's famous line, but in terms of you don't have music in a mikdash ma'at because that's not the beis hamikdash. We got to remember, even though there are many halachas that there's a parallel, but no musical instruments during tefillah. It's not what the singing. That's one thing. But Nevel, the Chinar, all of these, what this word, Elafilu imhuter l'simchas chasun dakala, l'sameach leva gume hagolus. Even if you want to say it's mutter, we paskin, not like that day in Baba Basra that says, no more music, no more meat, no more this, no more that. No, we paskin that you're allowed to have music at a wedding. Wedding in a shul, that's a separate topic. But he says, a wedding is, Evel b'mikdash ma'at, a nachol maharos simcha lefneha kein simcha sion kein simcha vein schok lefnei yisbarach shemo ad yoshe b'shemayim yischok kimavur perakama davodazara. Right, and until the day la'achar is hayamim. So that's what the Chassam Sofer, even not in such a biting way that is usually quoted, he is not interested in the organs in the shuls. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, mas nisin de lo kareb Yehuda. The Mishnah, which has the counting of 21 to 48 of the tkiyas, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hapochis lo yifchos misheva, v'hamosef lo yosef al sheishesrei. He has 7 to 16. So if you look in the Mishnah, it's the same ratios, just smaller numbers. So this is not going to be a machlokas about how many. It's just like machlokas in computation. How do you categorize? But my kamiflagi, Rabbi Yehuda savar tkiyah trua utakiya chadihi. Rabbi Yehuda counts the whole set as one. Yes, we have a Mesorah that you need a tequila, fanel, tequila, chareha, but let's count it as one. And therefore, he only has 7, when it really should be 21. But that's fine. For Rabbanan Savri, tequila l'chud, v'truah l'chud, v'tequila l'chud. No, they're all separate. These are the best machlokos. It's not really a machlokos, just a machlokos, how you, your perspective. Rabbi Taima Rebbe Yehuda, why does Rebbe Yehuda say they're all considered one? K'siv uskatem truah, v'ksiv truah yiskehu. You see, they're interchangeable. You see that it says both Barabanan, hahu, lipshuta, lifaneh, upshuta, laachareh, uta'asa. No, those two psukim are teaching me asa halacha. They're teaching us that you need the tekiah before the trua and the tekiah after the trua. That's not telling you that it's interchangeable. So that's telling you just the makar, but they're really separate. Verabanan, my taima. So that's what the Rabbanan do with the Yehuda's pasuk. What is the Rabbanan's original source? My taima, they say they're separate. Dechsiv, uva hakilas hakahal, tisku velosariyu. Right, the pasuk in Baalosra says, no, when you gather the nation, right, all different types of blowings for different purposes. So at this time, when you gather, blow a tkiya, not a trua. So you see, they're being different. They're being emphasized as different. Vistakadaita tkiya trua tkiya chadahu, amrachmana avid palga de mitzvah. The Torah is going to tell you, don't just do this, if it's all one unit. So how is that what the Torah has commanded you? Do this half a mitzvah. So, Rabbi Yehuda, Simana Ba'almahu. He says, no, it's not telling you, it's a Simon Ba'alma. It doesn't mean that it is a separate idea. It's just there, it's not being used as a mitzvah. It's just to gather the troops. That's not part of the mitzvah of blowing shofar, chatzotzros, the mitzvah shin pei dalet of the chinuch. That's not included in that, says Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, that's why it is allowed. If you look in the Aruch Laner, in Sukkah, in this Gemara, in Daf Nun Gimel, he discusses that sometime, not going to read it to save time, sometimes you have the same action that in certain cases could be called a whole mitzvah, and certain cases that could be called a half a mitzvah. And he says it on this line, the parallel Gemara is in Sukkah. It says, for example, Zrikas Hadam. By Chatas, you have four. And by Ola, you have Shtayim Shehin Arba. Two on the opposite diagonal corners. Right, that splashes on four sides. So by Chatas, so each one is a separate mitzvah? No, we know it's one big mitzvah. One big mitzvah, all four. So each one of them might be looked at as a palga de mitzvah. But if you look at another carbon, you could have one Zrika that could be called its own mitzvah and a unique mitzvah. And even though you're right, bid the eved, we paskin that matana, right? There's one ma'akev, there's none ma'akev, different rules. If you look back in Ezeo Makoman, but says the Aruch Laner, sometimes you have the same exact action, just depends on context. So here it's called palga the mitzvah. Might be behind there. Abuda's like, no, simana ba'alma, and therefore, if it's just a simon, it's not really in the area of the mitzvah daraisa, so this is not called palga the mitzvah over here. Masha Enken, if you do it in the other context, that's all one unit, it would be called palga the mitzvah. Okay. That is the Aruch Laner Sahara. Finishing up, Keman Azla, Hadam Rav Kahana, who does Rav Kahana follow, who says, Ein bin tkiya l'trua velo klum, you can't have a break between a tkiya and a trua. Who is that following? Keman, Rabbi Yehuda. That must be Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's one, who says it's all one, and therefore it must be he's the one that says there's no break. There's no breath. Pshita, pretty obvious. The Chachamim say they're different sounds. So, of course, you could have a breath in between. So, no, Ba'adu Teima Filuka Rabbanan Asiya, you might think that really this line is like the Rabbanan. And really, it doesn't mean here that there's zero in between. It just means there's not a lot in between. V'afuki mid Rabbi Yochanan. And it's just going against Rabbi Yochanan to Amr, who says, Shama Tisha Tkiyas Petesha Shos by Yom Yatsa. Rabbi Yochanan says, right, nine Tkiyas throughout the day with a lot of break in between. But maybe the Brisa is following the Shita, or if Kahana's statement is following the Shita of the Rabbanan, and Velo Klum, thank you, Velo Klum doesn't mean literally Velo Klum nothing, but it just means against Rabbi Yochanan, Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, we say that no, it's against the Rabbanan also, and the Rabbanan would say that they would not fit into this. They would not agree to the concept of velo klum. Says the Gemara, what's the Havamina? Maybe it's true. Maybe it's just going only against Rabbi Yochanan, but really the Rabbanan agreed to this. The Gemara says, no. Imkin, my velo klum. What does velo klum mean there? Velo klum has to mean something that you don't have a break, so because of that, it has to be delo k'Rabbanan. So this discussion that we just had was about if there's a break between the tkiyas and the truas. The major issue, lamaisa, is the break between the shvarms and the truas. That's the issue of shtei neshimas neshima achas, as you know for Baalei Tokea today. Not what the Gemara is talking about here. Right? Because then it's easy. What does the Gemara say? Well, the issue is neshima achas or shtei neshimas. So that is major machlokes, comes up in Sukkah and a little bit here. Rashi in Sukkah says that you need a neshima in between. Because if you don't have a neshima in between, so it's one sound. You need two sounds, shvarim, trua. Yes, we put it together because maybe that's what the Torah wants as a trua, but you need a break in between. If you look in the Rush, right here, the Rush quoted in the Shin Mekubetz, there's no Rush on Erechin. But if you look on the bottom, the Shin Mekubetz says here, quotes the Rush says that, no, it's pretty clear that the Rush says you're allowed, but there's no need. You're allowed to be mafsik, but there's no need to be mafsik. That's what the, it says on the fifth to last line, in the second column, V'yafshad the mafarish de below klum shalo yafsik b'shehiyah, avalamasam b'shtein neshimas lo mikri hafsik, harash zal. Right, there can be, it sounds like, it could be. Right, so that is the Rush. If you look in Rabbeinu Tam, in the big Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, and elsewhere, two neshimas. Two neshimas, two sounds, because if it's one sound, so then it is going to be a problem. Anyway, it's a big machlok we've shown him. Mechaber, Ramah, Mishnah Berurah, and Siman Tav Kuf Tzadik has that whole discussion. The Sharet Tzion tries to make a pshara. If you remember that, we've discussed this Rosh Hashanah time. That's the issue of Neshima Achaz and Shtei Neshimas. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, says, because people don't groan and wail in the same breath. And that's why you need the break in between, the Shvarim and the Trua. Okay, here we go. Halel Gemara. So the Mishnah says 12 days a year they used to play the Chalil in the Beis HaMikdash. Maishnahani, why these days? Hoel v'yachid gomer behenetz ha'halel. These are the days that the Yachid is gomer Halel. Tamar b'yochanan mishim b'mishim ben yod tzadik. Shemon asar yomim sh'yachid gomer behenetz ha'halel. 18 days of the year in Eretz Yisrael that a Yachid is gomer Halel. What are the days? Shemon yimei achag, Shemon yimei chanukah, 16, yomtiv harishon shal pesach, 17, the yomtiv shal atzeres shvuis, 18. Right, and all the days that are left out, we will talk about. Ubigola, and in chutz la'aretz, they have three extra days. Esrim ve'echad, three extra days. What are the days? Tishrei me'achag, Sukkot has an extra day. Shmoni me'chanukah, that doesn't change. Shnei yevim tovim shal pesach, ushnei yevim tovim shal atzeres. So they have three extra days. Period, stop there for a minute. Again, Shas topic right here. Tosfos here. Gomer as a Halel? Gomer as a Halel. Do you make a bracha on that? When you're not Gomer Halel? Do you make a bracha when you're only saying what we call half Halel? Halel bedilug? That is a minog. Tosfos says beferish. Second to last line in Tosfos. V'im kein vadai. Ma sha'anu omrim oso enu ela minog ba'alma. Whenever we say half Halel, it's a minog. V'eno chove kamo yud biyudches yamim. Is that a chove? Like Rosh Chodesh. 2 days, Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh. We're going to say Halel, and that is not here in the Gemara. You know why? Because it's not a Chob, it's a Minog. Rabbeinu Tam says, it's a Minog, you make a Bracha. Dekach mashma, hach desavar lav sukinu. Because remember the Gemara in Titus. The Gemara gives the story that Rav walked into the Beis Medrash, and he was going to stop them, because he's like, what are you saying Halel for? What day is it today? It's not a Yontif. And then all of a sudden they started skipping. So he's like, oh, it's only a minug. What do you mean? Why didn't Rav know whether they said a bracha or not? If they didn't say a bracha, he would know that it's only a minug. Oh, it must be that he said a bracha. So other Rishonim say, no, maybe Rav walked in late. Oh, come on, Rav didn't walk in late. That's what some of the Bali Tosfos say. He said, oh, maybe he walked in late. Maybe he davened early. He was going to get a sefer right inside. But he said, he couldn't tell by the first. But that's Rabbi Natam's raya, that he couldn't tell by the bracha because they made a bracha. And then he continues, but this is the Tosfos in the Brachas as well. These are the big Tosfos related to a Bracha and a Minach. Look at the last four lines of Tosfos. Turning over for a second. Lakach, Ein Zu, Bracha Levatala, Kimo Sha Noshim Mevarchos Anatilas Ulav. Just like women make a Bracha on Zman Grama. So that's not the same exact issue. One is a Bracha and a Minach, one is on a mitzvah that you're not mitzuvah in. But Rabbeinu Tam, Bali Tosfos say in both of them, Ashkenaz's custom is to make the bracha. She'en levatala, avobi debeturos, bikomakom hin rasha'us litlo, vein za bracha levatala. That is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, who argues the Rambam. The Rambam argues there is no bracha on minhag, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam, the Rama follows Tosfos. That is the two different minhagim in terms, Ashkenazic and Sephardic custom, in terms of a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. It's interesting, one second, that the Gemara, there are two minhagim that everybody agrees to. There's one minhag that everybody says that you do make a bracha. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Yontif Sheni, B'chutz La'aretz. Even Sfarim, they make a bracha there. Say Achilas Matzah on the second night. The Gemara says, because they're not going to take it seriously unless they make a bracha. And there's a minhag that even Tosfos agrees that you don't make a bracha on. That's the Gemara in Sukkah about Chibud Arava. Nobody makes a bracha banging the Arava on the floor. Right, so those two, everybody agrees. The Machlokas is everything in between. Right, so that is that's the middle. It's a beautiful briska rav here. If you want to look in Hilchas Brachas, where the briska rav discusses, even the Rambam holds. You don't make a bracha on every minhag. You don't make a bracha on Hoshanis. You don't make a bracha on others. It's only a minhag that bechefza, we could call a mitzvah. The chovas gavra is mitam minhag. But the chefsa of the action is a mitzvah. And therefore, alachilas matzah, that's a mitzvah inherently. And therefore you can make a bracha on that, the Rambam would say. Right? Eating matzah. You're right. We have to do it als minhag. We're not going to be a deino on the second night. But why would the Rambam say that's okay? Because inherently that is a mitzvah, that you're doing it as a minhag. But if there's just a inherent minhag, so that's what he would call halal. He would say halal Rosh Chodesh is inherent, right? You might say the opposite, but that's how we explain. Look at that brisket rub. He brings other rayas to that case. Okay, so those are the 18 and the 21 days. So let's go through the others. So first talk about these two. Maishna b'chag to amrina kol yoma, umaishna b'pesach to lo amrina kol yoma. Why on Sukkot do we say halal every day? And on Pesach we don't. So, the Chag, Chalukim b'Karbon Oseihen, the Pesach, Ein Chalukim b'Karbon Oseihen. On Sukkot, there's a different carbon every day, which reflects a separate Kedushas Hayom. A new carbon means a separate Kedushas Hayom, and that's why you say a Halal every day. On Pesach, it's all the same carbon, and therefore, you do not say a separate Halal. If you look, not in Shas, if you look in the Medrash, the Medrash quoted in various places, the Taz quotes this Medrash. And that is a second reason. Right, well, why don't we say Halal the rest of Pesach? Because on the seventh day of Pesach, you can't say Halal, because the Masa Yadei Tuam Bayam Vatan Omrim Shira. So, but you can't say Halal on the seventh day. And if you're not saying on the seventh day, Yontif, it's possible that you're going to say Halal on Chol HaMoed, and not the seventh day. So that's another reason why we don't say Halal on the rest of Pesach, and the Achronim discuss why you need two reasons. The Gemara only mentions this one, and not the other one. The Emek Bracha, if we have time, two Emek Brachas today. The Emek Bracha, or Parmanshik, quotes that we bring a unique carbon on the second day of Pesach too. Right, we bring the carbon of Omer on the second day of Pesach. It's a special carbon. So why don't we say Halal, second day of Pesach? Maker Adin in Eretz Yisrael. Special carbon. Carbon of Omer. It's the Chag HaOmer. He quotes the Medrash Tadshei. I don't know which medrash that is. Zayin Moados Hain. Shabbos, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaOmer, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaShofaros, Chag Yom HaKippurim, Chag HaSukkos. So the Gemara is going to talk about Yom Kippur. So he says, so why don't we make, somebody asked him, so why don't we make a bracha? Why don't we say Hallel on the second day of Pesach? It's Chaluk and Karbon HaSayin. So he says, it goes to the Chakira of, Rav Zolti has this Chakira and others, when we say the Karbon HaOmer, is that a carbon chovas hayom, or is that something independent and unique? Is it independent and unique, or right, it happens to be on the second day of Pesach, but it's a separate chovas hayom of the 17th day of Pesach, of the 16th day of Pesach, or is it something to do with Pesach? Something to do with the holiday Pesach? So says a nafkamina might be, who does it? Which kohanim do the avodah? We know all the mishmaros work in the Beis Hamikdash on the Chagim, all the Yontif things are done by everybody. All the things that are supposed to be done that day, let's say Shabbos, the Lechem Aponim of the Shabbos Moed, the Kohanim is there that week. Kohanim is there that week, whoever's turn it is. So there are other nafkaminas about whether it's a carbon that flows, the Mechayev is Pesach, the day of Pesach, or it just happens to be Tezai Nisan. So he says, if you say the Mechayev is just Tezai Nisan, then you don't have a kasha, because it's not reflective of the Chovas Hayom. But if it has to do with the second day, then it's a good kasha. And he has no answer. That's an interesting ha'ara, why we shouldn't say it on the second day of Pesach. It's a carbon. It's a carbon. Just like the Shtei Lechem is a carbon mincha, so to the carbon Omer is a carbon mincha. Okay. We continue. So the Gemara says, what about the other days that you don't say Hallel? Shabbos, Techaluka, B'Karbon, Aseh Halema. What about Shabbos? Shabbos has a unique carbon, so why don't you say Hallel? No, there's another requirement, Lo Ikri Moed. Hallel requires carbon, and it has to be called a Moed. Rosh Chodesh, Ikri Moed, Lema. What about Rosh Chodesh? Lo Ikdish Pa'asiyas Malacha. No, it's not Mukdash, it's not sanctified with an Isser Malacha. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh, there are three ingredients so far to Hallel. One second. Three ingredients. Unique carbon, called a moed, and ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Hashir yelachem kalelos kadish chag, laila mekudish lachag to anshira, a laila that is sanctified. Sanctified is always reflected by Isser Malacha. That requires singing. V'sheim mekudish lachag ena to anshira. So that's why Rosh Chodesh is out. Yeah. So, two ha'aris on this line. First of all, We've quoted in the past, Rav Schechter quotes the Avnei Nezer, who was once speaking at Shalashudis, and it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and says the Avnei Nezer, well, the Gemara says on Shabbos you don't say Hallel because it's not a Moed, and Rosh Chodesh you don't say Hallel because there's no Issur Malacha. Today's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So you should say Hallel, because it's Ikdash Basiyas Malacha, and it's called a Moed. So the Avnei Nezer explained, Rav Schechter explained, so the Avnei Nezer or Rav Schechter, he says, well, it depends. This was our shiur. If today is Shabbos, comma Rosh Chodesh, two separate kedushos that just happen to overlap, then there's no kasha. Each one still is chaser. If you look at it as a blended kedusha, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh now, hyphenated. It's one unique day, then echinami, you'd have a good kasha. They'd have a good kasha, and then it would be ikdash basiyas malacha, and it would be a moed. But haraya, maybe it's Shabbos kama Rosh Chodesh. Again, a lot of nafkaminas we saw. Just to mention one other one, the last one that we mentioned in the shiur. The shiur was a daf be'in shiur last summer. If anyone wants to, it's up on the OU Torah, OU.org website. You can look it up. Machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. If somebody, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, we're in from Russia, somebody was in jail, and it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and they didn't know Ati Yitzarta by heart. So they knew to count the Shabbos by heart. So they said to count the Shabbos. And then later on that day, they got out of jail. They come to Rav Moshe, what do I do? Rav Moshe told them to say the weekday Rosh Chodesh Musaf. Because they were already Yotzei their Shabbos Musaf, we to count the Shabbos. So say the weekday Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodashim. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what? No! Say Ato Yatzarta! What are you saying? Rosh Chodesh and Lamcha Kavata. No, it's Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, it's comma, and Rav Shlomo Zalman is hyphenated, and therefore it's one kedusha and one says both. Okay, there's a lot though. Do you repeat Shmonet? Do you repeat benching if you forget Yalav Yavo in benching on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Another nafkamina. Okay, let us continue. The other point from this Gemara is that. Lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. Lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. That's what it says. You need ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. Question. Chalamoed of Sukkot, the Gemara says, you say Hallel every day. Why? It must have all three requirements, right? So it's called a moed. Fine. Has a separate carbon. Ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. We could do malacha on chalamoed. What do you mean ikdish? Say the Soloveitchiks. Dynasty, I'm not sure which one was the first one. Then the faces I see, no, Haraya, that inherently Chol HaMoed is Ikdish. It just has some heterim. At root, it's Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. That's the only thing before in the Gemara. What does the Gemara answer? The next line, what about Chol HaMoed? It is Ikdish. Rav Schechter says this in Eretz HaTzvi. He quotes this from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, beginning in page Ayin Zayin, I think it is. Yeah, Ayin Zayin. He quotes, V'tiriz, ilin nechiyav hala, lo b'inashi isser b'malacha, noeg b'pol mamish. Dema inyin hala, it's a malacha. Elashay t'kdushas hayom, dey shlema, v'dey chamura le'asar b'malacha. T'kdushas hayom, hi amachayeves b'amiris ahala. And therefore, chalamoid is ikdish. K'dushas chalamoid, shavel l'shal yantif. Elashay sezeh shem yantif alav, v'shezeh shem chalamoid. But at root, it was Ikdish. And that's what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik quoted. He thought this was a Raya Brura, not to a Tefillin of Chol HaMoed. Ikdish. Ikdish Masiyas. It has full Kedusha with some Eterim. So that's why, against that Arch Lanair, brought the Raya's the other way. So he says, he thought this was, and that's what he quotes, Ukadasa Grav Achina Grabenu. And the Rav Shetha quotes that the Rav also did that. And Pamba Yaldusa, one time the Rav asked his father, Rav Moshe, isn't it at least a Suffolk? Put it on without a bracha. You're not going to wear it at all. So Aviv de'ein v'zeh safek klal. Te'mehach gemar de'erichin mizbar lehedya. She'kedushas chalamoed shavah l'kedushas yantif. Bar. And therefore, because it's full kedushas yantif, it's an os, and therefore you don't wear tefillin. Okay. Machlokas mecharben the Ramah. That is what is done, but that's the Amud Aleph Raya and the Amud Beis Raya. We continue now. Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim Dekru Moed Victor Bushvazim Allah Aleima. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur has all the requirements. So Mishum de Rabbi Avahu. Dama Rabbi Avahu. Omer Malachar Shari Slefanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam. Bepnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omim Shir Lefanecha Barshem Yom Kippurim. Why not? Omer Lahen. Efshar Melach Yoshi Vakisei Hadin. Vesevri Chaim Vesevri Mesim Suchel Mefanav. Vesol Omim Shir Lefanai. Is it appropriate on the Day of Judgment that they're going to say Shir in front of me? Another Shas topic. What is the nature of the day of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Is it a day of fear? Is it a day of simcha? So this is a great line, right? Sefer Chaim Meisim. So is that, how do you understand this Gemara? Is it saying that it's totally inappropriate? Or it's appropriate, but there's counter pressure? And You know, that's what Lamaisa, you don't do it. The Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Chanukah, Ein Heim Yemei Simcha Yesera. Ein Heim Yemei Simcha Yesera. Sound like there is some Simcha, but not Yesera. And that's what's required for Hallel. Interesting. Fine. Chanukah doesn't have any of these ingredients, and you still say Hallel on Chanukah. No, Mishum Nisa. Hallel of Chanukah is a different type of Hallel. It's not because of Kedushas Hayom, but because of the Nes. Purim Dika Nisa Lema. What about Purim? So, three answers. Why don't we say Hallel on Purim? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Lefishein Omrim Shira al Nesha B'chutz La'aretz. Number one, we don't say Shira on the Nes of Chutz La'aretz. Right? Happen on Chutz La'aretz. Masal of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. V'har Yitzias Mitzrayim. What about this week's Parsha? All right, we say Hallel on the first day of Pesach. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kidatanya, the Gemara says. One second. So what's the Gemara's question here? The Gemara is saying, what do you mean we say Hallel? What do you mean? That's the Kedushas Hayom. It's Pesach. We're talking about the Nes one. So maybe just talking about one of the other Hallels. Hallel of the Seder. Hallel and Shul was the later Minhag, but maybe it's talking about one of the other ones. But either way, how can you say Hallel there? So the Gemara says, no, Kidatanya. Achlo Nichnusi Yisrael La'aretz, Hochshu Kol Aratzis Lomar Shira. Before they went into Eretz Yisrael, then anywhere. Mishenichnusu La'aretz, Hochshu Kol Aratzis Lomar Shira. The halacha changed. This is the other Amek Bracha. The other Amek Bracha, if you want to look at Amek Bracha, on page Kufchav Gimel, he says, what's the message? Hallel is said when there is direct Hashgachas Hashem that is manifest. And that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Hashgacha, direct Hashgacha, Hashgacha process, like the Ramban says in Parshas Achrimos, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. But that only started once they came in. Before that, you're right, Yitzias Mitzrayim, then there was direct Hashgacha. Once they came into Eretz Yisrael, then there's direct Hashgacha only in Eretz Yisrael. That's answer number one. Rav Nachman Amar, Kuyasa Zuhi El Elia, famous, Rav Nachman says, the Megillah itself is the Hallel. Big discussion we've had in the past, what if you don't have a Megillah? Do you say Hallel, the Meiri in Megillah? The Chulu, most poskim say no. Rava Amar, third answer. Bish l'mahasam alalu avdei Hashem lo alav deparo. Ha over there. Fine, by Mitzrayim there was a happy ending because we weren't avdei paro anymore. Ha chalol avdei Hashem lo avdei achashverosh. Akadi avdei achashveroshanan. Wasn't a happy ending there. We were still avdei achashverosh. Esther was still living with the animal. Right, so how is it? Wasn't the happiest? That's why we don't say Hallel. We don't say Hallel there. Period. Fine. Oh, Rav Nachman, Dabar Kriyasa Zuhi Hallel Ya. According to Rav Nachman, Hatani Mishnech Lazula Aretz. Lo Hoch Shiru Kol Aretz is Lomar Shira. According to Rav Nachman, that the Kriya is the Hallel. But don't we have the Brisa that once they came into Eretz Yisrael? So then, no, what does he do with that answer? So Kiva Shagalu Chazul Latirin Arishon. So he says that once they went into Galus, then the original Heter of Hallel came back. Okay, that might relate to Kishul HaShaita, Kishul HaSalavo, Lo Kishul HaSalavo. Also, we didn't even touch the issue of Hallel Daraisa Darabanan, the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, and the first Shorish. Okay, gotta leave for other times. What about Pesach Sheni? So, Bismana Karban, you would say it. Now that we don't have a Karban, we don't say it. Just like Erev Pesach.
Any of the other criteria.
Hmm?
Doesn't have any of the other criteria.
Right, so that's different. That might be a Hallel of Avoda. Right, that might be a Hallel of Avoda, just like during Karban Pesach. Right, an Erev Pesach. What's that? That doesn't have the criteria either. Right, so those two might be a third category. Or might be B'shas HaNeis, might be relating as if we're reliving B'shas HaNeis. That might be another one. Okay, let's just finish. Continue. Lo hayamake ba'aviv shanachoj v'cholo, they used a b'chalil. Paz b'chalil v'masayim ba'abuv. Why do you use different words? Amar papa hainu chalil hainu abuv. It's the same thing. V'ayamakar le chalil, the chali kele. Its sound is sweet. Tan Rabbanan, Abu Hayab Mikdash, Chalakaya, it was peeled, Dakaya, it was thin, Shalkana Haya, and we must Moshe Haya, and it was all the way going back from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kolo Arev, the Shita adds in. Tziva HaMelech V'tzibuzav, at one time a certain king said, let's make it gold. V'lohaya Kolo Arev, it wasn't good anymore, the sound. Natzlu HaSipuya V'ya Kolo Arev K'moshe Haya, and it went back. Wonderful. Tziltzul Hayab Mikdash, Anachosh Zaya, there was a copper symbol, Rashi says, symbols. Right, so it was symbols in the Mikdash. V'haya kol arev, it was beautiful. V'nifkam, it got damaged. V'shochol chachamim, v'eviyun, manim, Alexandria, shal mitzrayim, v'teknu. They brought artisans from Egypt to come and fix it. V'haya kol arev. And it wasn't good. It didn't make a nice sound anymore. Nalu was tikuna, v'haya kol arev, k'mo shahaya. They took off what they did, the fixing, and all of a sudden it went back to what it was. Al derech neis, says the Maariv Chayes. Derech neis, it went back to what it was, even before, even when it was shalem. Went back to what it was, to the sound that it did when it was shalim. Maybe just so. We have to do our ishtavlus, but of course, Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. Machteshes haisa b'mikdash on nechoshes haisa. There was a grinder in the mikdash of nechoshes. Umimos moshe haisa. Vaisa mifatem eses abesamim. And it ground the besamim, like the gemara, like we say in Pitam Haktores, v'kol yafel abesamim, made a nice sound. Nispagma v'heviu umar lazen yisham Mitzrayim. Again, they brought the artisans. V'tiknua v'lo haisa mifatem es kamosh haisa. Didn't taste as good as it used to, or smell. Didn't smell. Not the tikkun of vaisa mifatem es kamosh haisa. So they took it off again, and then it got back to what it used to do. Elu shnei kelim nishtairu mimikdash rishon v'nispagnu v'lo haya lahem arucha. These two kelim, these last two lachara, were left from mikdash rishon, right, all the way from going back even earlier, and then they got damaged v'lo haya lahem arucha, and they couldn't, right, they couldn't be healed in the normal way. V'aleihem. The Shita takes out the next two words because David didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. V'aleihem nechoshes mimorat nechoshes Marok. Va'aleim u'omer u'klei nechoshes mutzhav shnayim chamudos. Right, and there are all these copper kalim, but at the end it uses two. What does that mean? Rav Shmuel, three shitas. Chad amar, kol echad v'echad shakul kishnayim shel zav. These copper, each of them weighed like two of gold. V'cham omrim, shneyem, v'chad amar, shneyem shkulim ke'echad shel zav. Two of them were equal to one. Tanya Rav Yosef, shneyem shkulim ke'echad shel zav. Two of them were like one gold. Tanya, last line, Rabbi Nasan omer, shneyem hayu. But it doesn't mean two, it means shneyem, it means doubles. Backups, spares. Shneimar, shnayim. Latikri shnayim, ela shniyim. Period. So that was all just all about the abuvs and the chalils v'chulu. Okay, we'll stop here again today's shiur. To this week's shiur, my sponsor, Lerufua Shalema, Rafal Menachem Bas, Shendol Rivka, Betoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank for the sponsorship.